The Bumblecast is for entertainment purposes only. The hosts' comments and opinions, and those of their guests, are wholly their own and do not represent that of any other entity. Content is provided as is, with no guarantees of accuracy or timeliness. Welcome to the Bumblecast. I'm your host, Kyle JCRB, and I'm joined by somebody new. Welcome to the show, yeah. Straub from the Bee and the Berry. Hello.
Oh my gosh. I'm so honored. Wow. I can't believe I've made it onto the Bumblecast. I want to thank the Academy.
Thank them for what?
I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I just have to say, like, you know, really showcasing a lot of female voices on the Bumblecast, I think that is a, you know, really incredible thing for the woke agenda that you guys have.
Yeah, you're welcome. Glad we could help.
Yeah. I know.
I'm okay with that, honestly.
Yeah.
Well, yes, welcome. We're here to talk about the blue guy, blue rat, the blue hedgehog. You know him.
Mm-hmm.
Some of you love him.
Yeah.
I don't know, though. Some of you guys out there, I don't know. You claim to be Sonic fans, but I don't know.
Yeah, it's a weird negative parasocial relationship with that blue rat.
Uh-huh, it's true.
Yeah.
So the whole idea of this episode, though, is that where our Sonic Boomer versus Sonic Zoomer generations collide. Yeah. Yep. Because I am...
Yeah, we're going to be...
I'm an old Sonic fan. And Straub is a pretty recent one.
I am very recent. This episode is just going to be making Kyle feel old, so I hope you guys are ready.
It's too late. I already feel old all the time.
I know. People... I'm going to, like, lay it out in, like,
okay, you know,
full display for everyone to hear.
Good. We're gonna cement my unk status.
Yeah.
Not quite. I guess I'm not quite to gramp status yet, but I'm getting there.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
In a few years.
Just a few.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. So, Straub, tell us where you started with your Sonic interest and joining the fandom and all that stuff.
You know, I was really thinking about this, and it's kind of crazy. Like, it's actually really loaded. I almost feel like I have to give a trigger warning for this.
Oh, boy.
It's insane. Yeah, I remember being, like, in grade school, YouTube was this brand new website that was coming about in the early 2000s. I was in grade school. I was on the internet and I saw some Sonic videos that were fan made. Some of them were a little confusing. I wasn't really sure why Amy swallowed Sonic. but I guess I thought it was funny.
Well, I mean,
So that was one of my first exposures to Sonic the Hedgehog.
All right.
Yeah. I think Sonic has kind of been in, like, this weird periphery of my life. Like, I didn't watch Sonic Boom, but I do remember, like, you know, 2010s Tumblr, like, there was, like, maybe, like, a post or two of, like, oh, funny clips from Sonic Boom, like, this show is so funny. And then, of course, I played, like, Sonic Colors, but I was never really good at it. I was really, like, shit at video games. Oh, sorry, I probably shouldn't swear. You're with me now.
Yes.
But I do remember, I think, the first time in, like, recent memory that I was, like, kind of first tangentially made aware of Sonic again was with Ugly Sonic in the movie.
Yeah.
That trailer. that grabbed the attention of the entire world. It was the laughingstock of everything.
Grabbed the attention of the entire world, and not in the good way.
No. I mean, no. It was insane.
It really was.
That was 2019? That was 2019, right?
Yeah, because the movie came out in 2020, February 2020.
Yeah.
Right before things went to crap, but, you know.
So that was my first year of college.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Yeah. And then this is where it actually gets, like, very, very sad. This is very sad. So I saw the first Sonic movie in theaters in 2020. Mm-hmm. And I saw it. It was very much an escapist thing for me. At this time, two people at my school passed away.
Mm.
And our school was very, very small. It was like really, it was a very, very sad time for us. And also, like, this was what, like February or like January 2020 or December. I don't even remember. But I know that also, like, my grandfather was sick, and like I was like, I just need to, like, tune out and, you know, not think about, like, how terrible everything is. So I got, like, it was literally like a midnight screening of it, like, somewhere in Hollywood. I just got to go to, and I was like, wow, this was pretty fun. And I am very grateful to the Blue Hog for being a comforting piece of media for me at that time. But I actually didn't really, like, stick with it. Like, it was just like, okay, that was fun. Cool. Pandemic happened. Mm-hmm. Sonic Movie 2 comes out. I am in my senior year of college. That was one of my first dates with my now boyfriend, actually.
Wow. Sonic, yeah. Bringing people together.
I know. So if you want to talk about Sonic fans and Riz. It's funny, though, because, like, you know, I saw it. It was like kind of a crazy time. You know, that there's that one sequence where Sonic and Tails are dancing to Bruno Mars in Russia.
Uh-huh.
And I remember we came out of the theater and my boyfriend was like, that was kind of stupid. I probably should have left him.
Well, he wasn't wrong.
Yeah, he wasn't wrong. But I was like, you know what? Like, cool. Then Sonic Frontiers comes out, and, like, I had just gotten a Switch. Like, I caught a Switch, like, 2 months before Frontiers came out.
Yeah.
I didn't have any video game console in high school or in college because, like, I was really busy hammering away at the books. And so I got Frontiers because I was like, whoa, like, this looks kind of dope. And then I played it, and I'm like, man, this is dope. And I really liked the story in it. And so then I was like, wait, maybe this should be my return to, like, fandom, because I really want to write a story. And so I, like, literally, like, the first thing I made before I even made any sort of social media for fandom was, like, I made an AO3. I waited 2 weeks to get an AO3 account. I just started posting Sonic fan fiction that I wrote on my phone. And then things happened. One thing led to another. I read What Was Stolen. I meet B. I meet Cassie, who then introduces me to the Bumble cast. And then we are joined here.
And here we are.
So that's my long story. Yeah.
And here we are.
And here we are.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Good. Good.
What was your saga into Sonic back in the day?
Well, mine goes all the way back to his beginnings, basically. My beginning and his beginning, not too far off. Yeah, it was 4 when the first game came out, but I wasn't introduced to it until a little bit later, I think. I learned about Sonic from going over to my mom's friend's house, and they had one of their kids was playing a Sega Genesis, and they were playing Sonic 1.
Mm.
And I was like, what is this? And I was like immediately drawn in. They were playing Sonic 1 and they were in Starlight Zone. And I'm like, what is this? This is the coolest thing ever. What is this thing? And then I think I couldn't like stop thinking about it, and I couldn't stop talking about Sonic. like to my mom, like, oh my gosh, Sonic is so cool. I want Sonic. And aww. So I think it was at Christmas that year or something. Yeah, Sonic immediately like started living in my head rent-free as a kid. And I think it's Christmas that year I ended up getting a Sega Genesis with Sonic 2. So Sonic 2 was the first Sonic game I owned, but the first Sonic game I remember playing was definitely the first one.
Gotcha.
And that goes all the way back, basically, to 92.
Yeah.
Whenever Sonic 2 was the pack-in game for the Genesis, because they swapped games a few times. So, yeah, that's my initial story. And then I was introduced to the comics. I remember distinctly it being like second grade. Second grade would have been like 93, 94 for me, I think. I was introduced to the comics by a friend of mine who was like, yeah, there's Sonic the Hedgehog comic books. I'm like, what? And he brought one in for me, and I read it, and I'm like, this is amazing. And I remember bugging my mom for a subscription. Can we get this? Can we get the Sonic comics? And she did. And I still have all the issues from that run.
Aww.
Back starting from, the first issue I remember getting in the mail was issue 13, the first issue with Knuckles, Introduction to Knuckles. And then I was an avid reader of it for like 5 years, something like that. So, but the first comic I remember reading was actually the one with Pseudo Sonic, who was the first robot Sonic, basically, was originally introduced in Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog. And then they brought him over. They brought him over from the cartoon into the comics for one issue.
Gotcha. I didn't.
And so this was at the point where the comics were pretty silly. And then they got more serious as time went on. Still pretty silly, but, you know. More melodramatic.
I was going to say, like, my understanding, like, Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog, I didn't grow up with that. Like, well, for me, it was, like, Sonic X on 4Kids.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say, that would be a little strange if you grew up with that, unless, I don't know, maybe you were watching...
I mean, like, what sometimes there's reruns.
But, yeah, I was going to say, what was it, on Toon Disney or something for a while, I think? I don't remember exactly. Yeah, Toon Disney had reruns of it, but yeah. Yeah, no, you were more around the time of Sonic X, I suppose.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I did actually watch Sonic X on Saturday morning.
I watched it a few times, but I was like, I don't know what I was doing, but I wasn't watching Sonic. I wasn't watching much TV at that time, actually. I was too busy playing video games, I guess. I don't know. Too busy on the computer. That's what I was doing.
Yeah.
Oh, but I remember I was the one getting up on Saturday mornings to watch Sat AM.
Mm.
And I always thought that show was better than the weekday show, but I also loved the weekday show and got up and watched that. So for the longest time, I thought Sonic's birthday was on Thanksgiving, because I remember being at a family Thanksgiving and wanting to watch the Sonic cartoon. And the one that was on that day happened to be the one that's Sonic's birthday. It's like, well, okay, Sonic's birthday is Thanksgiving then.
But, like, I feel like that would have been, like, in, like, what, you know, that Sonic Bible?
Yeah.
That, like, weird Sonic, I feel like they would have done some shit like
they
that.
They would like, have, oh, yeah. His yeah, his birthday is Thanksgiving. Yeah, yeah.
You know? It, like, I mean, how can we, like, how can we make this hedgehog, like, any more American apple pie?
Yes. Oh, how can we make him appeal more to Americans? I know. Thanksgiving. Yeah. But it was just, I'm guessing it was just a coincidence that they happened to put that episode on that day.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah. So, and then I've kind of been here roughly ever since. I got into the fandom online in like the late 90s. I remember back at that time, everything was kind of spread out and it was all online forums and just different places of different people talking about Sonic. I liked Sonic Area 51 message board because, I don't know, they had weird theories and things about the games that I didn't know about and some interesting stuff at that time.
Can I ask a stupid question?
Sure.
Was that when, like, dial-up was still a thing?
Yes. Okay. Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Dial-up was the definitely a thing.
Really coming out here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I didn't get cable internet until sometime in the early 2000s. Yeah.
I remember we had it, like, very, very briefly, but we, like, switched pretty fast.
Wait, dial-up, you mean? Or
like,
cable?
In the early 2000s, like, we had, like, dial-up very briefly and then, okay, like, switched to... Yeah.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I don't blame you. Yeah, the dial-up days were rough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't imagine being apparently on dial-up now, but apparently, until recently, was still a thing. I guess if you don't have any other choice, it's better than nothing, but...
I mean, I don't know. There has to be, like, somebody who was just, like, riding it out until the end, just like,
Oh, yeah.
What was that switch on cable? On cable TV, that big switch,
the digital when that wasn't for for cable though. That was for over the air when they went from analog signals to digital. But still, yeah,
yes, that's what I meant. I was a child; I didn't understand things.
That's okay. I'm an adult, and I still don't understand things. It's fine.
You understand more than me, you know.
I mean, don't know.
We come to you fandom elders for your stories.
My stories of...
Yeah.
Of ideas where I was like, I want to make a Sonic game. I remember
Days
that.
Long past.
I remember that being... I was in the... One thing I remember distinctly of being like a creative things related to Sonic was like, I want to make my own Sonic game. And I remember I wasn't a programmer and I really couldn't wrap my head around any sort of programming stuff. I still really can't so much, but I figured out how to manipulate images. So I remember coming up with basically like combining Sonic sprites and doing basically palette swaps on them to kind of create my own level mockups and being like, this is what I would want this level to look like if I could make my own Sonic game. So I wasn't making sprite comics, but I was doing like level mock-ups of like, I distinctly remember of taking like the Starlight Zone foregrounds and putting them over the Oil Ocean background and changing the color of the Starlight sprites, making them more red. And then kind of just like pasting that over and then putting Sonic on there and then like coming up with zone title cards and stuff like that. That's what I really remember. But unfortunately, all this stuff is long gone and I'd probably be too embarrassed to share it now anyway. But yeah, that was sort of my thing, was like, I want to make my own Sonic levels. Or I would hear about like, you know, planned Sonic levels, like from Sonic 2 especially. It was like the big ones were like, you know, Wood Zone or Genocide City Zone and things like that, which is a horrible name for a stage.
Yeah.
But that's what they called it. And I was like, what would those look like?
Oh, God.
What would those be like? What would they, how would that work? And so I kind of thought like, okay, I'll come up with something like something really cool that I thought was really cool anyway. But it's like, how can I
honestly
make this a thing?
I wasted a lot of printer paper trying to trace Sailor Moon characters.
Yeah, like, I think
I would,
we
like,
all
hold it up on the screen.
Amazing. That's great.
But actually, I just unlocked a memory from like elementary school. I'd be playing with my classmates in the schoolyard, and I do remember we would play like a make believe, and like part of it like was like being Sonic. I had like very little reference of like who these characters were, but they were just like, oh, Strav, like you can be Blaze. And they're like, yeah, like Blaze is like cool because like Sonic Rush had just come out at that time. So like we at this time, like we had like the DS or the DS Lite. Like I had a Lite, and what we would do is we would sneak our DSs into our backpacks without telling our parents, and we'd hide them. And then at lunchtime in the lunchroom, we'd pop it open, like eight little like. 8-year-olds sitting at the lunch table, and we'd all be DS download playing Mario Kart, or watching like I'd watch this one kid like play Sonic Rush because he was like so into it. But yeah, we would like go outside in the schoolyard with the 15 minutes that we were allowed to be outside, and we would like play make believe. And of course, like it just kind of devolved into like children discovering power scaling or like arbitrary.
Yes. Exactly.
That was a crazy time, because also like our principal, she would chase us around with a megaphone. Yeah, like this lady ran the school like the freaking Navy. She would like yell at, like literally speak through the megaphone and chase us like while blaring the megaphone horn to get us to stand online. No, a real megaphone.
Silly.
And I
Crazy.
remember her voice too. She'd be like, "Silence."
Silence.
Yeah. Get online. Oh gosh.
Sheesh.
Yeah. I still actually know the guy who was really into Sonic Rush, really into Blaze.
I mean, you should all be into Blaze. Blaze is awesome.
Yeah, she's really cool.
Yes.
Oh, and I did watch a number of like Sonic like AMVs. I watched the Sonamy Girlfriend by Avril Lavigne video a lot.
So this was
But you know.
back in my day, we didn't have videos. We only had
Yeah.
text online and pictures.
I know.
It's
Well, I
crazy.
also wasn't. Well, here's the thing is that, like, my dad was very much like, you cannot make an account. So I didn't make a social media account to engage with fandom for, like, a while.
That's
And
probably
even
a
then, by
good
the
thing.
time
That's
he did,
probably
it was a
smart.
good thing.
That's probably smart.
Very smart. But
Yeah.
even when I did, like, it was not for Sonic, it was for another fandom. So,
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
it was definitely the Wild West
It really was.
for me especially, because like we didn't have centralized social media when I first got online and was looking at Sonic stuff. It was just
I
really just
remember as a
like random forums.
Oh my God, I remember I was really being mad about the Digital Millennium Copyright Act. I was so mad. I did watch like anime and stuff on YouTube in three parts, and if you've never experienced that, I'm sorry. It was like the best thing in the world. That's how I watched all 200 episodes and all the movies of Sailor Moon, with the fan
Three part
subtitles.
anime, yeah. Because those videos could only be 10 minutes long,
So I hated the Digital Millennium Copyright Act. I resented it. It took my whole world away.
It still sucks.
It's really
It
my
does. It
God.
sucks. Oh,
Yeah.
yeah.
So, it was such a like I don't know. I definitely saw things on the internet at 10 years old that I probably shouldn't have seen. Like Amy swallowing Sonic.
Well, I didn't see that when I was 10 years old. But yeah, there were a lot of things I shouldn't have seen either.
Yeah.
Sonic introduced me to a lot of things. Sonic fandom specifically. Thanks, Sonic fandom.
Oh, I can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
On fanfiction.net.
I read a lot of stories on there. I remember reading Sonic fanfics, yeah. I never wrote any, but I definitely read a lot. And
I read a lot of Percy. It was a little weird. It was the prime demographic for Percy Jackson.
Yeah. That was well after my time.
Yeah, I know.
I was just into Sonic.
Boomer.
Yeah, Zoomer.
But actually, I am really curious, like, because this is like, this must be so new to you, with TikTok, right? And that seems to be the...
Not that new.
At least what I'm seeing, a big avenue for how a lot of young kids are engaging with the fandom spaces now. I'm just curious if you've ever seen any TikToks on Sonic.
I've
seen that type of...
No, but I can imagine. I mean, I wasn't on Vine, but I was around for it, and I remember seeing some very silly things that were being shared around the time. So, you know, Vine kind of like spiritual successor to TikTok, or TikTok is a spiritual successor to Vine. So I can only imagine what's on there, but I know I've seen a few things here and there, but...
Well, Vine's whole shtick was that you could only do 7-second videos.
Right, right.
But, and like, so...
TikTok was, like, pretty short-form videos early on, too, but now it's gone the other way.
Well, a lot of it now, the kids are making TikTok edits, which is basically, like, a very glorified anime music video.
Okay.
They really... I was trying to find one and I forgot to send it to you because I was like, oh, you should like watch this and take a look. Someone made a Sonic edit to do you know the artist Corin Bailey Rae?
No.
She did this song that actually came out in 2006, but it got popular during the pandemic, called Put Your Records On. It's like, girl, put your records on, tell me your favorite song.
Okay, that does sound kind of familiar.
Yeah.
I just didn't know who that was.
Someone made a Sonic edit to that. And I was like, No, the song is from 2006. But yeah, someone made a Sonic edit to it. And I was like, wow, this is so professionally made, you know?
Yeah.
The kids love CapCut.
Good for them.
Love CapCut.
I mean, I remember, like, AMVs were a big thing. This was before YouTube even, but they've shared the video files around, you know, with Linkin Park's crawling
over
Dragon Ball Z footage.
So were videos just like uploaded on other websites?
Like sometimes
before YouTube?
Yeah, sometimes. We had
frame of reference.
We had Real Player, we had QuickTime. AMV.org apparently was a thing. I don't remember AMV.org specifically, but
but my question is, like, could you so stupid. I just never thought of this until now because I've only known YouTube. Like, were you able to watch it on the web browser, or like, did you have to download the file and watch it in QuickTime?
What's funny is originally, no, you could not watch it in the browser. You had to download it.
Okay.
But later on, yes, you could watch it in the browser. We also had Real Player with videos like the sizes of postage stamps that you had to squint to be able to see anything, and they were so freaking compressed that even if you did squint, you couldn't tell what was going on.
Yeah.
And I remember a lot of anime music videos like that, and I remember some Sonic ones, too. just some silly edits, you know? The more things change, the more they haven't changed at all. It's completely cyclical. You know, the kids think they're so smart. We were doing that stuff too.
Well, but also like I pose this to you as like just in general as food for thought to the audience. Like in the same way that's like, oh, like the kids think they're slick. It's also just like this whole thing of like being like so unnerved, so shocked by what the youth are doing, you know, with their 6-7s and their low canthological flow states. You know, like that's just always how kids have been. Like we as children had our own language that adults couldn't understand, and the whole point was like, you know, the old people.
let the kids have their things.
Yeah, it's like fine. Actually, like because we all know that the moment that adults start using kid slang, it's cringe. It's done.
It's like, done. Yeah, yeah. As soon as I'm on the Bumblecast saying 6-7, it's over. It's over. Put it to bed. It's done. Big oof. Once Ian Flynn is starting to write Sonic the Hedgehog saying, big oof, put it away, it's over.
Yeah, but like, and I think, no, but like for real though, like this whole thing of like, there's like a subsection of people who clutch their pearls whenever Sonic or these characters do something that kind of is very, like very much like a pop culture reference. It's like, actually like, in older things, older media for that, he also did that.
Sonic was doing that, yes. Sonic was, he made pop culture references. He was appealing to the children, the kids at the time, us, me.
Yes.
That was the whole point.
and so, like... You know, it's I like let Sonic say 6-7. I think that's okay. I think it's funny. I honestly hilarious. Kind of laugh when I laugh when people get mad at that.
I agree. I find it very silly to get mad over Sonic saying certain things. Like whatever.
Charmy, he would say 6-7.
Charmy definitely would. Yes.
Charmy would be playing Roblox. Do you know what Roblox is?
Yeah. Yes, Strob, I know what Roblox is. You know how long Roblox has been around? Pretty sure it's at least as long as you've been alive.
I had coolmathgames.com.
Yeah, yeah. We didn't quite have that. I remember playing, when I was a kid, we were playing... he was a teen when I was in high school. I remember going and playing Flash Flash Revolution, which was the Flash web version of DDR made by fans. I remember playing that. Like, I want to say there was like a Sonic song in there or something, but yeah, I don't remember exactly. But
I did play Ultimate Flash Sonic.
Good, good.
but I never really made it past the first level. I would always play as Cream. Because I was like, oh, the girl.
Yep.
But yeah, I think like the other thing too is that like in some ways I know that I hold some like controversial like, you know, opinions because I don't have the same veil of nostalgia for the games as many other Sonic fans do. Like, please don't crucify me for this. I haven't played Sonic Adventure or Sonic Adventure 2, not for any reason other than like my computer is like shit and I have a Switch.
I'm not so surprised. I mean, there's a ton of Sonic fans who probably haven't played anything other than, I don't know, Sonic Frontiers.
Yeah.
Sonic and Racing Cross fine. Worlds even, and that's totally fine.
Yeah.
That's
fine.
Yes. That doesn't make you any less of a fan if you've only played like one game or if you haven't even played any games. Like if you just like, you know, you read the comics or you like to watch videos of Sonic online or you've only seen the movies, that's fine.
Well, and I think the other thing too is like, I don't need to justify my existence as a fan because Sonic has given me so much already.
Exactly.
Sonic has, yeah, like Sonic has given me amazing friends. And so like, you know, I mean, I would like to play those games for the record. I do play, like, I honestly have such a backlog of stuff that I have to engage with.
Yeah.
You
say you have a crappy computer, but honestly, I think Sonic Adventure and Sonic Adventure 2 are maybe the kind of games you could get away with playing on a crappy computer. At least a computer that would be considered crappy these days. You could probably play them, but...
Yeah, I mean, I also have a Mac.
Oh, well.
And a lot of games are Windows only.
Well, yeah, that might be a little bit... Yeah. That might be a little bit weird, but yeah, it's fine.
I'll figure something out.
Maybe someday they'll... re-release those games on something modern.
Yeah, I don't know why they haven't yet. Maybe they're planning on that for the 35th. But yeah, I think like so much has changed. But also like, you know, there's still some great things that are like being made and we're all here because we like a little blue rat.
Yep.
You know?
That's really what it boils down to.
Yeah. And even if your blue rat's a little different from my blue rat, like, that's fine.
That's the great thing, that there's so many different interpretations and possibilities and things of Sonic. Like, we've talked about this on the show before, but it's like, no interpretation and type of Sonic is more or less valid than any other, in my view. Whatever you want. Your headcanon can be whatever you want it to be, and that's perfectly fine.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like, Sonic EXE still has an enduring fandom.
Yes. Yes, it does. It's like the one thing that has managed to come out of the creepypasta era and still be relatively relevant.
It's still relevant with the kids.
Yes, the kids like it. Kids love it.
Yeah. The kids love doing, you know, their little Sonic things on Roblox.
Yes.
And like, I think that that's okay. Sometimes we have to be okay with the fact that like the things that we enjoyed from when we were young, like it reached us at the right place at the right time. Mm-hmm. And I think like it's just going to be that. Like, you can always return to that if the other things are not hitting the same. And I think that's also why it's so important to, like, make a creative outlet for yourself to continue exploring the ideas that's in your head, whether that is through fan fiction or fan art or by making a game with some incredible people. You know, so many different possibilities for fandom. We come to him for inspiration. No, it does. This does sound a little religious, but it's okay.
Yeah, well, sometimes Sonic gets treated like a religion. It's a little odd, but I mean, Knuckles was Jesus, though. You know, well, Moses, Jesus, Superman, all three. If you don't know what I'm talking about, kids, Archie Sonic the Hedgehog was a comic book. Some weird stuff happened in that book. By some, I mean a lot.
Yeah, that's what I've gathered.
Yes. I know you haven't read it, but the thing is, it's like I'm not surprised that there's a lot of newer fans of Sonic who aren't either haven't read Archie Sonic or are completely not even aware of its existence because it's been almost 10 years since it ended.
Yeah,
and you know, it's like, it's not easily accessible anymore. So,
Truth is, I'm overwhelmed.
Yeah, and it's a lot. There's a lot of it there. And most people don't know where to start. It's just, it's a lot. So, I cannot blame the kids for not reading Archie Sonic. It's a lot, and it's something.
Oh, yeah.
It's something.
I mean, I like seeing the panels out of context and just having a reaction.
Well, even with the context, I don't know if it would help much.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, I shouldn't say that. There's a lot of wonderful people that have worked on it.
Yes, they are. Yes.
Yeah. And so, this is also your sign to listen to the Girls Rule episodes with Aaliyah Baker.
Oh, we had fun with that.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. But
do you have any questions about the youth?
Yeah. Why? Why the youth?
Why the youth?
Yes. You speak for the entire youth. Tell me. Yeah. Joking.
And for the record, I speak with the older Gen Z experience or mid Gen Z experience.
Right.
I mean, the pandemic will fuck you up.
It messed everybody up pretty bad.
That was such a time. I think that kind of reconfigured the fandom landscape.
Sonic, but for a lot of things. Yeah.
But I also think it's cool that I think about I was the Bee and the Berry, we were part of the Sonic Expo showcase. Mm-hmm. And it was really cool to see all of those fan projects, just fantastic fan art, fantastic animations, and fandom has cultivated so many talented people mm-hmm. out of it that I'm just it's all we are bursting at the seams with talent. And so I'm curious to see how it will evolve as the children grow. soon people are now looking at Sonic Boom with a nostalgic lens.
I know, which is weird, but it has been it's been 11 years, I guess.
Yeah. People are where is Sonic Boom? I want more Sonic Boom. Yeah. Sonic Boom was amazing. And it's I remember people being really fucking mad about it.
Yeah, people were mad. I mean, yeah, we've seen it's a cycle, We've seen a lot of Sonic 06 apologists come out because, they played it when they were younger. It was their Sonic game, And that's fine.
Comment down below. Are you a Sonic 06 apologist? Are you an apologist for anything, Kyle? Has there been anything that you're hey, wait, that was actually good?
I'm still an apologist for Sonic Heroes.
Okay.
I still enjoy Sonic Heroes. Is it good? Not particularly, but it's fun. It's fun. Yeah. I'm an Archie Sonic apologist, absolutely. Even the pre 160 stuff. It's it's fine. I didn't even think Forces was that bad. Wasn't great. Wasn't bad.
You might be cool for that.
Yeah, that's fine. I didn't think it was that bad. I actually like playing Forces more than Sonic Lost World. Sonic Lost World gave me a freaking headache.
Yeah.
It's just, I finished it, but man, it was a slug for Sonic Lost World. Mm. Especially coming after Sonic Generations, which was a really amazing game and felt like a good return to form and a good thing to build on. And then they did something completely different, and that's all right. And then they did Forces, which is mediocre. I think that's really the big problem with it. People had, they were expecting something great, and it ended up just being eh. And then there was a drought after that until Frontiers, and that's I think that didn't help either. People were we had this not well received game, and then a big hiatus after that, basically, where not much happened.
Yeah,
some re-releases but and stuff here and there, but not really anything new until Frontiers hit. So
I think Frontiers was great. Yeah. I was really happy.
I mean, it brought you It brought you in for
it really did.
Yeah. I know a few people who it has brought in has been like, wow, Frontiers is actually a pretty dang good, cool Sonic game.
Yeah, it's sorry, I hate to say it, but the old heads that are Frontiers wasn't that good. It's shut up. It did bring people in.
It
like,
was, I may be slightly biased, but I did enjoy Frontiers.
Yeah.
And I'm it's one of my favorites that I would go back to. Like,
is
go back to a Sonic game.
Yes.
Yeah. It's kind of weird how it's only specifically only certain parts of the stages of like that do that. It's like not the whole level does that, but only certain parts do.
And I was
it's
playing
weird.
Frontiers on a Switch too. I liked it, and I was playing it on a Switch.
On a Switch. Yeah, yeah. You were playing the roughest version.
I know, and I still liked it.
But you
somehow
still enjoyed it, you know. And it's because it's a good game. Even
it is.
Even through.
And I'm tired of I'm tired of people telling me that it isn't.
Well, that's kind of the thing about Sonic games. Is like I say, they go through cycles.
Yeah.
Like even games that are released to critical acclaim, like Frontiers was. You know, you go through cycles of people in the fandom are being like, ah, wasn't that good. And then, you know, you get 10 years further down the line and it's like, no, Frontiers was amazing.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
so yeah. I give it like maybe 5 to 10 more years and people will be loving Frontiers again.
Yeah. Well, the other thing, too, is that like as a I guess I would call myself a newer gamer just because I really didn't play video games too much in like the middle period of my life.
Right.
Except for Undertale, which I played using the arrow keys of my laptop.
I'm pretty sure that's how I wouldn't be surprised if that's how most people played Undertale. But the good thing about Undertale is it plays on a potato, so
it does.
Yes.
But like I will fully admit that I am like kind of spoiled on like the like newer the comforts of new games, if that makes sense. Like, you know, like I've played newer games naturally, and so like I tried playing like Ocarina of Time and I did get through it, but like as someone who doesn't have nostalgia for that game, it's a little rough with the camera.
Not just the camera, the menu system, I'd say even the controls are a bit rough. But I mean, yeah, that's kind of the thing. It's like we've progressed in terms of like game design and stuff. And, you know, there's certain expectations people have of modern games that just didn't exist back in the day. Like thinking about like Sonic Adventure 1, it's pretty rough. It's a pretty buggy mess. Like Sonic 06 was a special case, but honestly the groundwork for that was kind of starting to be laid back in as far back as Sonic Adventure, because early 3D Sonic games were a little janky. Sonic Adventure 2, everyone loves that game. They heap praise upon it, but it has some very old school design philosophies, and it has its jank, definitely.
And I mean,
but that's fine.
To be fair, it paved the way. Like it is a game that kind of paved the way,
right,
for what we know. But like, I am a little like, okay, like I understand there is like the nostalgia behind it and stuff, but like. We can't glaze it as like the peak of gaming and that like no games have ever been the same.
yeah. You know, it's the peak of game design. It's like, the peak of game storytelling. I don't know. That's a little much.
This episode's gonna get us killed by the fandom.
That's okay. I'm shocked they haven't killed me already, to be honest with you.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm a woman, like.
Yeah, I know.
Imagine a woman speaking.
imagine a woman with opinions. Ooh.
I know.
Dangerous.
Yeah. So this is the woke agenda of the Bumblecast.
Good. Yeah. I'm glad.
You know, I stand by it, and whoever is listening, like, take what resonates, leave what doesn't.
Yeah.
You know, we're here for a little kiki, and that's on period. Do you know what that means?
Is kiki like a laugh?
A kiki is like,
because
so
kiki makes me think of a StarCraft meme, but.
Like, when you kiki with someone, it's like you're kind of having a laugh between people. Yeah, that, you know, like,
okay, like
you're kind of, I feel like it's like the equivalent of like taking the piss out of something a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But like, oh, like I'm having like a kiki with like my friend. And it's like, or like gossiping, I would say. Like it's
Yeah.
kind of like, yeah,
Having a
got the
little
connotation of gossiping.
giggle.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I get it. Yeah.
You see,
I know. I know.
you'll be
I mean,
kids.
honestly, that makes me think of StarCraft memes because back in the days, like, I guess apparently, like, some Korean players of StarCraft, when they typed in English, they made their laugh was like, ki, 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 ki. And I'm like, okay. So you say ki, ki, and I'm like, okay. So you're having a laugh. You're having a little giggle.
Yeah. And that's on period.
Okay, and that's the truth? Is that what on period means? That's the truth?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's an accurate
Okay.
translation.
Okay,
Yeah.
makes sense to me. It's like the tea, you know? What's the
The
news? What's
tea.
the gossip?
Yeah, tea is definitely like gossip.
Yeah. See, I know things here and
Yeah.
there. I'm not that old.
Yeah. He's learning, and then you're gonna use it, and then it's gonna be
And then it's gonna
uncool.
be uncool. No, it's already uncool. If you're the one telling me about it, it's already uncool.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, the kids call me Unk. Did I ever tell you? So this was like a few years ago.
To
I
be fair,
this was a
I've
few
been
years
Unk
ago.
since 1986, so
That's true.
that's when I was born, by the way, if you don't get that joke.
Yeah, you can use that to access Kyle's legal documents.
That's fine. You can have them. There's nothing important in there.
No, but I was working in education like a few years back. So I was like 21,
Yeah.
and I remember I was like talking. I was having to like interview some like these kids were 6th or 7th graders, and so
Six
I
or
interviewed this.
seven
Yeah, I know,
graders.
6, 7. But one of the kids that I interviewed, like some of them were great, some of them were definitely shy. And
Right.
this one kid, I hear her go back to her class, and it's like literally sharing a wall, the classroom. And the door was open, and so I hear her go and talk to her teacher, who is my colleague. And the teacher's like, "Oh, like that wasn't so bad, was it?" And he's like, "Yeah, but like she's old." And I think this kid said it without knowing I could hear. So to get
Oh.
back at her, I just said really loudly, "I'm not old." The whole classroom just started laughing. You know, I was like 21. So, you know, like honestly, like if you've graduated high school, you're chopped. Like
Apparently.
so none of you are safe.
No.
The truth is, like, you know, you're not as cool as you think you
We
are,
will
and that's okay.
someday you will be old too.
Yeah. And someday, you know, you'll be imparting your wisdom. You will be recalling the days long past, days long gone,
Yes.
a bygone era, if you will. Who knows if the world will still exist by then.
Oh, the world
But we
will
celebrate.
we? I don't know, but the world will be
Yeah,
it'll
that's
be
true.
fine. The world's pretty resilient. It's the things on it that
Yeah.
it might be a problem.
That's true. You know, we might be living in like Mad Max or something, or in
Yeah,
Dune.
something.
Something like that. But we hold on to these stories of bygone eras in order to you know, celebrate how far we've come. Look at all the amazing things that we've gotten from Sonic the Hedgehog, that like
Yeah.
so many people still like that rat that we could still talk about him 35 years later in a lively capacity.
That's really what it boils down to, honestly. Like, it's an extremely resilient franchise. Sonic is
Yeah.
not going to die. Sonic will
He's
outlive
a
all of us.
cockroach, really.
He really is. He really is. He will outlive all
This
of
bitch
us.
won't die.
Yeah, he will outlive all of us.
He
And
will.
that's really what the lesson is here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sonic is like a cockroach. I imagine like a couple hundred years in the future, like someone is gonna find some like random, like some random collector's merch and be like, this was a god. This
maybe
is a god that people worship.
Yeah, I mean, in some cases, yeah, that's not too far off.
Yeah, Sonic will slowly dissolve into a religion. Who knows?
Yeah, who really knows? Could happen.
It could. Do you have any more wisdom that you... I feel like I just hijacked your show.
No, that's perfectly fine. I'm glad, honestly. I wasn't sure what we could, how we even talked about this, but yeah, no.
You're just going to shoot the shit here. I was going to ask if you have any more wisdom to impart.
Wisdom? Am I wise? I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. Be good to yourselves and be good to each other. Wait, no, that's the ending. Never mind. And I stole that. That's not mine.
Yeah. From the man that we will not name.
Yep. Yeah. Well, that's okay.
That's fine. He doesn't need to know. I was never here. Don't tell him I was here. He doesn't know I exist.
Okay. He doesn't.
Yeah.
It's true.
He doesn't.
All right. Well, I guess we're at the end of this one. Thank you, Straub, for coming on with me. This is fun.
This was fun. We just kind of yapped for an hour.
Exactly. Reminiscing a bit, you know, talking about, you know, how things change and how things have stayed the same. Because you played Sonic in school, and I played Sonic in school, too. I remember that. It's like, oh yeah, that same kid, the same kid who showed me Sonic comics. We played Sonic on the playground together. Yeah, along with some other folks.
We both went to school.
Yep, I know. Weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
We both went to school, you know, and the kids liked Sonic. Guess what? The kids still like Sonic.
Maybe we're not so different.
Maybe we're not so different after all. Maybe the divide between Boomer and Zoomer can be mended once and for all, even though I'm a early millennial, but whatever.
You identify as a millennial?
I guess. I don't know. I'm just basing it on what what I was told the years of generations are, which was like 85 to 2000 or whatever. Yeah.
Comment down below, is Kyle a millennial or Gen X?
I'm a boomer at heart.
Yeah.
That's true. That's really what it is. I'm a Sonic boomer, that's for sure. All right.
The real Sonic.
The Sonic boomer is the friends we made along the way. Yes. Sonic boomer versus Sonic zoomer. I thought that was pretty good.
It is good. I like it.
Good.
Someone might think it's cringe. Comment down below.
It's Sonic. Of course it's cringe.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, I am cringe, but I am free.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's a life lesson. That's wisdom.
That's wisdom right there, I guess.
That's wisdom.
All right. Good. Good. Well, Straub, before we go, tell the people where to find you online and where to listen to your stuff.
Yes, I am a Strawberry, one half of the Bee and the Berry podcast. And you can find me, my personal stuff, on Blue Sky at Regulated Straub, Tumblr also at Regulated Strawberry, and then we are the Bee the Berry on all platforms. And that includes YouTube, where our silly little podcast is held. We like to kiki there a little bit, so you know, you should listen if you like Sonic and if you like girls.
Hey, both of those things are pretty great.
Yeah.
So yes, listen to the Bee and the Berry. Do it.
Yes. Oh, and I forgot. I'll plug it for Thievius.
Okay.
The Unlucky Club. You can listen to the Bumble Mods
Play games.
Play games on the Unlucky Club, our new little spin-off channel.
And so roast each other, I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh, we get really raunchy on there, so if you're a child, you probably shouldn't listen to that.
Or at least don't tell your parents.
Yeah, don't tell your parents. I'm not the boss of you. Yeah. Don't tell us.
Don't tell us either.
Yeah. Cool.
We're going to get out of here. Thank you for listening to Bumblecast. Yeah. Be good to yourselves. Be good to each other, as we always say. And we'll see you next time. Thanks, Strub.
Thank you. I can't pretend not to hear you, Kyle. You're kind of hard to ignore.
Am I? Oh, that's a shame.
No. It's okay. I forgive you.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Of course.
The berry and the berry. Yep.
Yeah. That's, it's just the berry.
That's the show now.
Yeah.
The berry and the berry. It's all berry all the time. The berry all the way down.
Yeah. But please call me Straubs. I actually don't like being called Barry.
Well, I mean, like, it's in the title of your podcast, but that's it.
Yeah, like, I'm not mad about it at all, because I know, like, that's where people, like, know me from, but I do prefer to be called Straubs.
The B in the...
I am referred to as such.
The B in the Straub.
Yeah.
I know.
We just, like...
Just funny, because, you know...
My husband came up with that name.
It's the bee and the berry.
Yeah.
It's the berry and the berry. Straub all the way down.
You've been listening to The Bumblecast, a co-production of Bumble King Comics and the KNGI Network. Original theme music composed by Ken Coda Snyder. Remixed intro by T-Lopes. Find out more information, along with podcast feeder links, MP3 downloads, and more at bumbleking.com and kngi.org.
This is my first time being in a live recording.
Scary.
I know. I'm terrified.
Not like, I guess if you record, when you record with B, it's on. Then it's,
I mean,
just
recording with B is a liability.
Well, she will dox you, yes.
She will dox me. No, the B and the Berry's not live.
No, they don't record it live, time. No. I mean, it's live for themselves, but they don't record it in front of a live chat room audience.
Yeah. Live studio audience.
Yes. Yes. It's fine.
Yeah, if it was live, I would be doxxed, like, multiple times. My boyfriend has been doxxed. Her husband has been doxxed. Her cats have been doxxed.
Well, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, she's probably, like, sneezing up a storm right now.
Straub has been doxxed.